Awards. Rugby League continues to deal with the fallout of the coronavirus pandemic, which has seen players, clubs and their staff all impacted. The importance of mental health has become more important than ever. Shandor Earl has been around the game for a long time. He's gone through some tough times as well, but now he's trying to make a difference by reaching out to his teammates to look after their mental health at the Melbourne Storm, and I'm pleased to say he's on the line right now. G'day, Shandor.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Mate, I'm really well, and I want to applaud you for what I read about what you're doing down there at the Melbourne Storm this week, because, you know, not only in rugby league and the wider community, when people fall on tough times, we need to be able to say to our friends and our family, I'm struggling and I need some help.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I think, as you touched on, I've gone through enough situations to realise that that is the truth. You know, in the past, I probably haven't utilised those things as much. But, yeah, as you said, especially in that sort of culture and community, it's important that you sort of reach out to the lads and not wait to the last minute for them to seek help when it's, you know, sometimes too late.
Well, we've got to obviously follow what we're talking about, Shandor. So I've got to ask you, how you going, mate? You all right?
I am good, actually. It's a funny time, obviously missing football and the boys, but technology's kicked in and everyone's doing their best to sort of socialise as good as they can. But for me, got a good little home gym set up, got the podcast studio that I'm ripping into, set that up in the apartment. So, mate, I'm pretty busy, to be honest. So it's not all doom and gloom.
Just slow down, mate. You might be gunning for my job sooner rather than later, eh?
Doing my best.
Well, now tell me, I mean, when you spoke to your teammates about, you know, mental health and all that sort of thing, how did they respond? Because I must admit, you know, blokes in particular, we've got this, you know, oh, she'll be right, oh, I'll get through it, I'll be right. But we need to break that, don't we? We need to tell our mates and tell our family members that, you know, you shouldn't be ashamed to ask for some help.
Yeah, we do. And I think, as you touched on, just culturally, it doesn't give us many opportunities to reach out for help. And I think, you know, some people's past experiences, their coping mechanism is to just try and get through it, which, you know, is applaudable in many ways. But at the same time, there's so much value in if you can actually reach out to people, because there's so much that can be done. So, look, it was a very kind article. We've got a couple of great leaders within the club. And as you know, Melbourne Storm's notorious for just having good people around. So they do really well. We have really good welfare team and some wellbeing officers. But, yeah, just keeping in touch with the boys and always offering my support. You know, that's sort of the role I take in leadership, is just being there for everyone and kind of being relatable.
You're a qualified personal trainer, I understand, as well. So you can help them stay fit as well.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll be a bit of a layoff. So I'm hoping the boys stay in good nick as best as they can. But, yeah, you know, as with everyone, non-essential business. I've got a gym in the city, so that's closed down, but we've moved online. So it's different, but I think it's going to be a big change for everyone. I think we're going to see how things can be done without always having to have that interaction. So it's nice to stay in touch with the members. And as I said, it's sort of another thing that's keeping me busy.
And Shandor, let me ask you one more question. It's in relation to something that's being floated at the moment, and that is taking all 16 clubs to Moreton Island in Queensland, having a base camps type scenario, and then ferrying teams across to Cbus Super Stadium and Suncorp Stadium to play rugby league. If the NRL can give you a guarantee that you'll be paid your wages, the broadcast deals and revenue streams obviously continue, do you think the majority of players would say, yep, let's do it, let's play rugby league?
Oh, you know, this was tossed up before, and it just logistically, it hurts me. It gives me a headache just thinking about it, like, let alone trying to run the whole comp and the broadcasting. Like, the first thing that came to mind for me was, how do you feed 600 footy players? Like, what sort of import, export are they doing for the food to get to this island? But, look, it would be tough, and there'd be a big strain on families, relationships and all that sort of stuff, but I know that as a group, we are keen and do have a really good understanding of the fact that if we can play some football, it's going to really benefit the game, the staff, you know, years to come, avoiding a recession within the NRL. So the boys are on board, but you just got to be smart and navigate it and make sure that it's, you know, within the lines. So, yeah, you know, there's positive, but at the same time, we just got to be smart about it.
Hey, Shandor, thanks for joining us, mate. Well done again, and keep up the good work. Let's hope we see you back sooner rather than later in the National Rugby League. Well done.
No worries. Cheers.
Good on you, buddy. Shandor Earl from the Melbourne Storm. And just a reminder, if you need assistance or someone to talk to throughout these times, you can give Lifeline a ring, 13 11 14. That number again for Lifeline, 13 11 14.